Fan is celebrating 25 years as Atlanta's sports station.
Hey, this is Falcons QB Matt Ryan.
Hey, it's Freddie Freeman.
Hey, it's Chipper Jones, and congratulations to the Fan for 25 years of being Atlanta's sports station.
25 years is a hell of a run. It's Jeff Francoeur.
Hey, Atlanta, this is Kiefer Sutherland.
Hi, it's Marv Albert.
Hi, this is Dominique Wilkin. Congratulations to 680 The Fan.
Atlanta's sports station.
The Fan.
As we count down to our celebration on November 3rd, we are bringing you our top 25 every week. Chuck and Chernoff are bringing you the top 25 moments in the Fan's history. Presented by Georgia Natural Gas. Expect the unexpected this winter and lock in a low rate now with Georgia Natural Gas.
So we're up to number nine.
Nine.
I don't know the date nor the circumstances, so this loses a little excitement. The number nine most memorable moment in the history of this radio station.
Nine.
When our little show got moved to afternoon drive.
Oh, well, July 18th, 2011.
SEC Media Days.
Was that really when we did it? We've been doing this 7 years in this slot?
Yeah, that was, our first day was that Monday afternoon from Birmingham.
7 years?
Mm-hmm.
Man. All right. Really?
Seven years. Go look at your calendar. Was July 18th a Monday?
I don't... July 18th was a... Oh, it was indeed. Look at you.
Yeah. July 18th, 2011. Right.
I think we can honestly admit at that point the whole station dynamic changed it that day. The needle pointed up.
Really saved the station, honestly.
Yes.
Probably the entire Dickey family fortune.
I don't think they want to talk about this much, but there were some rumors about the place going under.
Yeah. I mean, David could be at Walmart putting stickers on bags. All right.
Or greeting.
But
right.
He's here because of us.
Correct. So he doesn't have to come in and thank us. But we understand what that move meant to this radio station.
Well, within the Dickey family, it is known as the Hail Mary Dickey move.
I understand. I get it. It was a Hail Mary that hit in a major way. Like, it didn't, you know, bounce off somebody's hands and fall into us. That was a pretty...
Oh, no. You and I are Microsoft
yes,
to them. That's
easy.
Absolutely what it is.
So, this is really a chance for them to say thank you, and we understand what we've meant to the radio station, so we appreciate you guys appreciating us.
I think we get a prize actually at the party for this moment.
Well, I hope they'll make a little stink about that, right? When they start talking about some of the bigger days of the station. Yeah. It started in 1993.
Kincaid would make a stink.
Oh, I forgot about him. Listen, noon to three is a great slot.
Coveted.
I did it for a few years. It was fine.
No better spot in all of radio.
It really is.
Again, there's a reason why, like, the Limbaughs of the world and Cowards of the world are always like, I want to do noon to three.
Right. Maybe we played our hand completely on this.
Wait a minute. We were too good. We should have been even more average.
I'm going to say, to that 9 to noon slot, pretty special, too. Like, what does Domino do at noon every day? What does he do with the rest of his day?
He's rewatching the 88 World Series right now.
Goes back to sleeping upside down. That's how he's able to work.
I would believe that, but he doesn't sleep, so he can't even pull off that like a bat. Or he's just not.
He hangs himself from his tail, and
that's awful. The point is, a red letter date in 680 The Fan history, July 18th, 2011. Chuck and Chernoff to Afternoon Drive.
The top 25 moments in the Fan's history, presented by Georgia Natural Gas on Atlanta's 25-year home for sports, The Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.